And they're outright cursing of God's rights here in these United States and in any state. They're not afraid of offending God. You know what they're afraid of? They lie awake asleep in their beds at night staring at, well, they used to have ceiling fans. They cut all the electricity off. Now they just stare at the spiders crawling on the ceiling. Oh, look at the spider. Maybe he'll come down and bite me. He probably needs some nourishment because I am a curse and a scourge on the planet. You hear Allison Camerota say she hasn't slept in 6 months for fear of what she did to the oceans because she used, are you ready? Straws are bad. A plastic straw. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. These people are truly, I'm serious. They really do need our pity and our prayers. These people are truly deranged. And I'm starting to get to be afraid of living in close quarters with these lunatics. I'm telling you, all it's going to take, it takes one shot. How many of you read the book series? And I realize it's a, I don't even know what denomination it is, but Terry LaHaye's, you know, the Rapture series. Well, the people that did the Rapture series, you know, that had the, they made the movies with Kirk Cameron in them. They followed it up with a book called They Fired First. Now, I did not read the book, but about 30 people, when it came out in 2012, sent me copies. Mr. Church, you need to read this book. This is what is going to save us all because this is what's going to happen. I never read the book. I read enough of it. And it contains the urban legend in it that George Washington, you know, prayed in the snow at Valley Forge and this and that and the other, and he converted to Christianity, to Catholicism on his deathbed. It has all of this stuff that's just total urban legend in it about Washington. And I told someone who sent me a copy who was insisting that I read it. I went, you know what, dude? I didn't even make it past the liner notes and the introduction. Because the whole thing is filled with fantasy. Yeah, but it's a book about what's going to happen. Man, I don't care. They got all the facts wrong. But these media types and this political class no longer fears any retribution from God. They don't care. So... listen to the neurosis. I haven't slept in 6 months knowing what I did to the oceans. And then listen, Schaefer and the rest of you. If you're a burger and float or malt or shake, hell, burger and a Coke person, you went to Sonic yesterday and got a double cheese with bacon, add jalapeno and mayonnaise. Yeah, that was me. And then got an unsweet tea on the side. It doesn't matter. I used a straw. I am an enemy of the planet. But wait a minute. Didn't the planet produce the cow? Didn't the planet sustain the cow and sustain the farmer that harvested the cow? How could that be erroneous? I mean, that's as, what's the word? That's as natural and normal as bears pooping in the woods, isn't it? You know, bears have the right to do this, right? Man's running for president on the platform with a plan to get rid of all hamburgers and all straw. You know, the Democrat Party has no restraint put on it whatsoever. You want to kill babies? Yeah, we're for infanticide. Maybe, you know what? We actually need to take some of their parents out and get rid of them too. Oh, now you went from infanticide to just outright genocide. Yep, we're for that. And we're for the elimination of all carbon and all carbon in our lifestyles by 2030. But there will still be electricity, and people may be able to use it. Like I said, we're for the elimination of all carbon and all hydro and all nuclear and all forms of power. They've now gone completely. Look, we don't want electricity. They're campaigning against Edison, for heaven's sake.